New mothers are told from the moment that their babies are born that breast is better than bottle. It's a recommendation from the World Health Organization and here from the National Health and Medical Research Council, who recommend breastfeeding for at least 1 year. But now, a study following 3,500 newborns over 30 years has found that babies who are breastfed are also more intelligent. And what's more, the researchers from Brazil found that the boost in intelligence persists into adulthood. Simon Santo reports.
Brazil, it seems, is the perfect place to measure the effects of breastfeeding on babies. That's because in Brazil, the same number of mothers breastfeed, regardless of wealth, education or social class.
We have been following kids who were born in 1982 in Pelotas, okay, and whose family live in the urban area of the city.
Dr. Bernardo Horta is an epidemiologist based at the Federal University of Pelotas. His study looked at data from 6,000 infants. They were followed from birth until reaching their 30s and measured regularly along the way.
Those subjects who had been breastfed for 12 months or more had a higher performance in IQ tests, as well as a higher monthly income and a higher education, higher school achievement, a better school achievement.
The study found that babies breastfed for less than a month were 3.7 points behind the IQ result of babies breastfed for more than 12 months. And Dr. Horta found this advantage persisted into adulthood.
What I could say is, as long as you breastfed, higher is your IQ.
Income levels were also higher for the breastfed, the equivalent of upwards of $100 a month in the Brazilian study.
We should really think that breast is the best, and the mother should try to breastfeed as long as possible.
Sydney mother Crystal has three children under the age of six. She breastfed her first baby for 9 months.
She had a tongue tie that was snipped at birth, but, you know, just with any new mum, you think it comes naturally. But it didn't. It was horrible. Every second midwife kind of told me to keep going. And it was really painful and I wanted to quit. But, you know, I kind of listened to everyone because they told me it was for the best.
Her middle child was different.
I actually decided to not listen to any midwife and I did what was best for my family. And that was to not breastfeed because my baby wasn't putting on weight. So I just decided to formula feed. And best decision I've ever made, actually, because we also found out she had a tongue tie. And my third child, I pushed through to breastfeed for only 7 weeks, but it was horrendous. And there were many nights both me and my baby were crying.
She says she has no regrets about the paths she's taken.
We live in a world that we are offered a second option. And if that second option is going to help me, I'm 100% going to go for it.
And Crystal is sceptical it will make a difference to her children's intelligence.
I'm nearly 30 and I was breastfed, but my IQ is not high. So I'm not 100% certain I believe that. Only from my own experience from, you know, my husband was breastfed as well, but he's much smarter than me, but don't tell him I said that. I'm not 100% sure that I feel that's accurate. And my first was breastfed, but my third was not, but he is a lot more clued on.
Dr. Horta acknowledges that the quality of baby formula and the water that is mixed with it varies throughout the world. And most importantly, he says for parents or indeed kids who may be concerned by the outcome of his study, there are many other factors besides breastfeeding which contribute to a person's intelligence. The research is published today in the Lancet Global Health Journal.
The exceptionally intelligent Simon Santo with that report.